In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to talk about what happened last week. Ahab wanted the vegetable garden of Naboth. Naboth wouldn't give it to him. It was his ancestral heritage. So Jezebel tells Ahab to kill Naboth. Oh, yes, all for a vegetable garden. How sick, how evil. Now we're going to look at Kings 21, 1 Kings 21, verse 17. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, "Go down to meet King Ahab of Israel, who rules in Samaria. He is now in the vineyard of Naboth." He took the vineyard. "You shall say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, have you killed and also taken possession?' You shall say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, in the place where dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, dogs will also lick up your blood.'" This is he being condemned for what he did. Oh, yes. Imagine, he wanted a vegetable garden near his house. And what happens? Naboth wouldn't give it to him. So he had Naboth killed. He killed an innocent man. Ahab said to Elijah, "Have you found me, O my enemy?" He answered, "I have found you because you have sold yourself to do what is evil in the sight of the Lord." We do not want to do anything evil in the sight of the Lord. We call to love the Lord with our whole heart, our whole strength, our whole being. "I will bring disaster on you, Ahab. I will consume you. I will cut you off from Ahab every male, bond or free, in Israel, and I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha of Ahijah, because you have provoked me to anger and have caused Israel to sin." The sin of the king means the sin of the northern kingdom. Oh, yes. I tell you, when the president sins, it's on the whole country. It's on the whole country. Him receiving the Eucharist has no right because he wants children killed. How sad. How sad. Also concerning Jezebel, the Lord said, "The dogs shall eat Jezebel within bounds of Jezreel. Anyone belonging to Ahab who dies in the city, the dogs shall eat, and anyone of his dies in the open country, the birds of the air shall eat. Indeed, there was no one like Ahab who sold himself to do what was evil in the sight of the Lord, urged on by his wife Jezebel. He acted most abominably in going after idols, as the Amorites had done, whom the Lord drove out before the Israelites." When Ahab heard these words, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth over his bare flesh. He fasted and lay in sackcloth and went about dejectedly. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite. Have you seen now Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the disaster in his days, but in his son's days I will bring the disaster on his house. I tell you, we all need to repent, to turn away from our sins and trust in the blood of Jesus and trust in Jesus Christ. We all need to repent. Ahab is killed, and we continue now with 2 Kings chapter 2. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you," because he knows the Lord is going to be taken away. And he needs to ask Elijah for a double portion of his spirit. So he sticks to Elijah like glue. Oh, yes, we need to stick to Jesus like glue. We need to be in his presence and give him our lives. We need to surrender and believe that he died for us, that he shed his precious blood for us, that he rose from the dead. So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets, these were little prophets, were in Bethel, came out to Elisha and said to Elisha, "Do you not know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." You see, the word was given to these other prophets that Elijah was going to be taken by a whirlwind. Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of the prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent." The Lord works through these little prophets too. How we need a prophetic church. How we need a church that is missionary minded. That we go out to all the world and proclaim the gospel to people. Missionary minded. The church was made to be a missionary. We are too comfortable in our little places. God wants us to be missionaries, that we would be able to help people that preach the gospel, that do not have enough food to eat. Oh, yes, we would do that. We do that with Father Ilric in Haiti. Oh, yes, we send him money because the world, the church, is missionary. I tell you, that church is missionary, but I don't even know if we know it anymore. Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." I've read that. But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of the prophets were at Jericho, drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." He knew that the Lord was going to take Elijah. And he knew that he needed from Elijah a double portion of the spirit that was on Elijah. 50 men of the company of the prophets also went and stood at some distance from them. As they both were standing by the Jordan, then Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water. The water was parted to one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you." Oh, yes, you're going to heaven. Tell me what I may do for you. I remember Cardinal Cushing, the nurse that ministered to him, said, the Cardinal says, "Tell me what I can do for you." And the Cardinal said, "I will pray for you when I'm in heaven, for you have been so good to me." Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted to you. If not, it will not be granted." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when they could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He picked up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the brink of the Jordan, on the bank of the Jordan. He took the mantle of Elijah. He took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water, saying, "Where is the Lord of the God of Elijah?" When he had struck the water was parted to one side and to another, and Elisha went over. When the company of prophets who were at Jericho saw him at a distance, they declared, "The spirit of Elijah rests upon Elisha." They came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Just last week, a priest came to see me, and he was going to have healing services in Peabody, and he wanted me to give him my blessing. So I did, and I also put my hands on his head and said to him, "Lord Jesus, may he have every gift that you've given me except the suffering." Oh, yes, we have the ability to transfer what God has given us. Oh, yes, you have to be careful about doing that. You just don't want to do that to everybody, because some people are like pigs. They will not use the gift of God for God, but for the gift of God for themselves. Oh, yes, the gift of God for themselves. They said to him, "Now we have 50 strong men among your servants. Please let them go and seek your master Elijah." Elijah is in heaven. So these 50 people think that God took them to some mountain. It may be that the Spirit of the Lord has caught him up and thrown him down on some mountain or some valley. He responded, "No, do not send them." But when they urged him until he was ashamed, he said, "Send them." So they sent 50 men who searched for 3 days, but they did not find Elijah. Why? Because he's in heaven. He's in heaven. When they came back to him, he had remained at Jericho. He said to them, Elisha said to them, "Did I not tell you do not go. Verse 19. Now the people of the city said to Elisha, the location of this city is good, as the Lord sees, but the water is bad, and the land is unfruitful. He said, bring me a new bowl and fill it with salt. So they brought it to him, and when he went into the spring of water, he threw the salt into it and said, thus says the Lord, I have made this water wholesome. For now, neither death nor miscarriage shall come from it. We need to proclaim the word of God. Oh, yes, we need to proclaim the word of God. If a hurricane is coming, we need to proclaim, thus says the Lord, go out to sea in the name of Jesus. You have no power over us. Oh, yes, we have been given that authority. But unfortunately, we don't think we have. Unfortunately, we don't think that we have too much authority. God has given us authority, and we need to use the authority he's given us. So the water has been wholesome to this day, according to the word of what Elisha spoke. According to the word Elisha spoke. I tell you, I drank from that well, and it was wonderful water. It was wonderful water in the midst of a desert. Hallelujah. He went up from there to Bethel. While he was going up on the way, some small boys came out of the city and jeered at him, saying, go away, bald head. Go away, bald head. When he turned around and saw them, he cursed them in the name of the Lord. This is terrible. Then two she-bears came out of the woods and mauled 42 of the boys. From there he went on to Mount Carmel and returned to Samaria. I tell you, that was crazy. I think he was wrong doing that. I think he was wrong doing that. If people call us names, we need to be big enough as to say, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. I remember it might have been Eleanor or somebody else. Someone spit at them. And at the end of the spit, they said, Eleanor said, or the woman said, God bless you. Oh, yes. We are to return a blessing to those who hate us. That's what Jesus said. And you know what? We don't do it. We want to get even with people. No, I don't want to get even. I just want justice. I don't want to get even with people. I just want justice. And you know what? I'm going to get justice because God is my helper, my all, my savior, my everything. Chapter 4 of 2 Kings. Now the wife of a member of the company of prophets cried to Elisha. Remember, there were always these little prophets around the major prophet. Now the wife of a member of the company of prophets cried to Elisha, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, but a creditor has come to take away my two children as slaves. Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me what to do. What do you have in your house? She answered, your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil. He said, go outside. Borrow vessels from all your neighbors, empty vessels, and not just a few. Then go in and shut the door behind you, and your children will start pouring into these vessels. When each is full, set it aside. So she left him and shut the door behind her, and her children They kept bringing vessels to her, and she kept pouring oil into the vessels. "Bring me another vessel." But the child said to her, "There are no more." Then the oil stopped flowing. She came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debts, and you and your children can live on the rest." Miracle. Miracle. I tell you, I believe in miracles. I believe it happened just that way. Some people say, that's a story. It's a happening. It's not a story. It's a happening that took place because God is faithful. Elisha knew that one of the little prophets was dead, and they were about to take her two children in payment for the debts that she owed. And Elisha, by the grace of God, told the woman what to do. Get some pots, many pots, and fill them up with oil, and pay your debtors, and also use the rest for yourself. Verse 8, one day Elisha was passing through Shunem, where a wealthy woman lived, who urged him to live, to have a meal. You know, it's the rule of the desert, is to take people in and feed them. So whenever he passed by that way, he would stop there for a meal. She said to her husband, "Look, I am sure that this man who regularly passes our way is a holy man of God. Let us make a small roof chamber with walls and put there for him a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp, so that he can stay there whenever he comes to us." One day when he came there, he went up to the chamber and lay down there. He said to his servant Gehazi, "Call the Shunammite woman." When he had called her, she stood before him. He said to Gehazi, "Say to her, since you have taken all this trouble for us, what may be done for you? Would you like a word spoken on your behalf to the king or to a commander of the army?" She answered, "I live among my own people," she said. She was a pagan. "What then may be done for her?" Gehazi answered, "Well, she has no son, and her husband is old." He said, "Call her." And when he had called her, she stood at the door. He said, "At this season, in due time, you shall embrace a son." She replied, "No, my lord, O man of God, do not deceive your servant." The woman conceived and bore a son at that season in due time, as Elisha had declared to her. I remember praying with a woman from New York that she would get pregnant. And I said, "You're not only going to be pregnant with one, you're going to have twins." And guess what? She had twins. We have that authority to see, but we don't use it. We don't use it. When I pray with somebody with cancer, I usually start saying, "Burn it out, Lord, burn it out. Let the fire of God burn it out." But when we prayed with somebody else, I didn't pray, "Burn it out." She said, "I feel a wind." And I said to the wind, "Holy Spirit, this wind is taking away the cancer that's in this woman. Just breathe on her, God. Continue to breathe on her." She felt a wind over and over. And you know what? The wind of healing, I pray, struck that woman in Jesus' name. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done according to your word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The School of the Holy Spirit is going to be held at Crown Plaza in Woburn, Massachusetts, between the 25th to the 31st of July. Oh, yes, are you coming? Wonderful things happen at the school. People learn what to do when they go home, and they can apply this to people and heal people. Of course, Jesus does the healing by the grace of God. School of the Holy Spirit at Crown Plaza, Woburn, between the 25th and the 31st of July. Hope to see you there. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.